Hello, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, this is Steve. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions, you know, about issues facing your community and the nation. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions, sir?
Just get to it real quick. I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Some questions right here. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And am I speaking with the person and name on the list?
What?
Am I speaking with the person of the list?
I don't know what you that list that might be.
Oh, sorry. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. What is your age?
64.
54? 5'4"?
64.
Oh, 64. Oh, thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everyone. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African American?
I don't get into that shit. I don't get into that at all. No, I'm not going to answer that one.
Oh, okay, no worries. No worries. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right, thank you. Let's see. Now, I'd like to rate. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some of the people or organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you have that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50-50 means that you do not have you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Lori Chavez Dreamer. How do you feel for her?
Zero.
For her? A zero?
Zero.
Sir. Second, Kamala Harris.
Zero.
All right, thank you. Republican in Congress.
50-50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50-50.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Zero.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
I just don't know. I can't answer that one at all.
Okay.
I've heard of you, but I don't
know. Okay, thank you. MAGA Republicans.
50-50.
All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum.
Can you repeat that, please?
Janelle Bynum.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. you have no opinion on her or never heard of her?
I never heard of her.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And Project 2025.
I don't know enough about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If the elections of U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democratic or the Republicans?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, will you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I didn't know Cornel West was running for president, but I'd take him.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrats, Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote?
Republican.
All right. Thank you, sir. regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else?
I think it's going to be stolen.
Who? I'm sorry?
I think it's going to be stolen. I don't think it's going to be a winner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it'll be a fair election at all.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I even vote. I don't know if I even vote. I don't care.
Okay, so more of it is like an undecisive?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Even though you say you are undecisive, if you have to decide which of the candidates will you lean towards, Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, if you have, or are you undecisive, please say so.
If she got rid of that Chavez, which is unnecessary, I would vote for her.
For Lori or Jeanine Bynum?
For the Republican. The Republican.
Oh, Lori. Okay. Even though you are not supporting Jeanine Bynum now, you are. What are the chances that you will might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just very slight chance, or no chance at all that you will?
Zero. Her? Oh, zero. Zero.
No chance. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve.
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Oh, okay, thank you. And now you and do you approve or disapprove of how the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
You know, I don't see that they're doing anything. I can't answer the question because I just see a whole lot of nonsense. That's all I'm saying. So I don't follow her personally. I just don't follow her personally, but as a group. I don't follow them as a group, so I wouldn't know her personally.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your answer. Now I know that you, now I want to read you a statement that Jeanine Bynum, opponent
hey, baby.
Has made about her and Bynum responds to get your reaction. So Jeanine Bynum, opponents say that she's soft on crime, liberal, who's in Oregon's most, pro-criminal and anti-victims, politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to refuse defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their jobs and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's family safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off the street, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supported after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing is more important than ensuring the safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard the information, I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer? Or?
I would vote for Republican.
Republican? Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you by supporting Charles Reamer in for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So those are some doubts or concerns they have, and you can let us know if this troubles you like a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first one, Charles Reamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan's calls for nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Charles Reamer is a vote to undermine our democracy. Now, this concern or this doubt, is that a great deal for you, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Next one is Laura Chavez. The Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban of abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's right, not break their promises to Oregon women. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Next one is, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Reamer supported cutting funding from Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republican 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder to get for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Well, as it was phrased, I mean, we don't, Social Security, there's all kinds of things, but yeah, it concerns me that they fuck with me.
It concerns you a great deal, quite a bit?
It concerns me a great deal.
Okay, great deal. Thank you. Laura Chavez, the Reamer, voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and immigration policies, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigation that stop humans and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Is that a great deal for you? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
No, it's terrible. Terrible.
So it's a great deal, or quite a bit?
Yeah.
Great deal?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. So Charles Reamer stands by Trump even, next one, sorry. Charles Reamer stands by Trump even as she threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promises his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Charles Reamer. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. Next one, Charles Reamer is working to perpetrate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Is that a great deal for you, quite a bit, just some, or not?
50-50 on it. Because these are going to get a lot of rhetoric. So they had it from the beginning, but I mean, It's hard to answer a question. I mean, I'm answering for your survey, but that's like 50-50.
Just something in the middle. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last?
What?
Statistical purposes.
Statistical purposes.
Mm-hmm. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree. What is that? 12,
MBA.
17, whatever. I don't know. Plus postgrad. I did a lot of school.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner,
married.
Single? Okay, thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Thank you. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for taking your time. I know, as you said, that you were doing it for the survey. I truly appreciate for you taking your
time. Okay, man. Have a good night.
Take care, sir. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.